All right. Also yesterday, since we didn't have a game to cover, we were making our way about town, and in downtown St. Louis, we found the Occupy St. Louis movement. They had their tent city set up in a park across the street from our hotel, in fact. And so we ventured over there around 8 o'clock last night.
Yeah, imagine the scene. It's dark, it's drizzling, it's cold, and there are all these tents that are set up, this motley tent city, some of them merely just tarps that have been duct taped together. It was quite a scene. You'll hear us approach, and you'll see us get results.
Is this your tent?
No.
Okay.
Is there anything where I can help you guys?
Yeah, come over here. Talk to us for a sec. We're with Dallas Radio here covering the World Series.
Uh-huh.
Are you part of the Occupy crowd?
Yes, but let me get you one person from the media that deals with the radio people. I'm only safety.
So a what?
I'm making sure everybody's safe.
Oh, okay. Right. You're like security.
Yeah.
Free safety?
Yeah.
Yeah, let me they'll get, pay you. It's free.
Right. Let me get one of the media people to okay. talk to you, and I think
Sports
I got
you.
No.
Hey,
what
Sasha?
About this? You talk to us? We got to go. How you doing? What's your name?
James, how you doing?
So you're a media spokesperson?
Not necessarily. I'm just one of the more well-spoken people here, I assume. So.
Are there some that are not so well-spoken?
I mean, every town you get to deal with some less well-spoken people. I mean, I just brushed up on what we're here for, more or less than anything else. So, are you here for Occupy or just for the World Series?
We're here for the World Series, but okay. We saw this going on across from our hotel. We're in kind of a one-percenter hotel over there. It's very nice, but we saw this over here.
Yeah.
How many different divergent interests are being represented out here?
Quite a lot. I mean, we have quite a lot of homeless people here, necessarily. It's a little bit less right now because it's raining.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the time, during any given day, it's about 100 to 200 people chilling out here. And we're having like an action committee meeting up there, planning our Halloween and all that. And
you're having Halloween parties?
Oh, yeah, for little kids and all that.
Wait, how many kids are in the camp here?
Not in the camp, but we're telling the parents to come on down. We're going to have little marches for them, give out some candy, you know, educate the parents on what we're doing, not the kids at all, just the parents.
What are you doing? Because we don't understand this whole thing. What's the deal?
Just politicians in power that are lying. It's not about us wanting to get rich. It's about just unfair corporate greed. And
but you're hoping like the energy of all these Occupy movements somehow it gets enough people to notice in power that say, hey, we need to respond to the people's
concerns.
We're
not trying to start riots or anything. This is nonviolent, like completely nonviolent. We're just trying to get the word out and get more and more people aware because, like, all three of you, I'm going to assume, are 99%ers. There's such a small amount of 1%. I know the CEO of Walmart makes $16,200 and some change an hour. So that's an example of a 1%er.
Uh-huh.
I make around $10 an hour, so I'm a 99%er.
I want to ask you about the practical concerns here, because I noticed that in this tent back behind us, a very large tent, by the way, they seem to be the 1%ers of the 99% that's out here, because their place is huge.
Well, that's not anybody's sleeping tent.
Oh.
That's like a resource tent. If you go in there, you can use a computer. We have internet hotspots set up for people with like a local internet group called Clear.
I notice there's children in the big tent. Are any kids staying down here?
A few. Some homeless families are down here, but we've supplied them with some bigger tents. Like up over there, there's a pretty big tent.
Have you guys had a beauty pageant down here? And who is the hottest Occupy St. Louis chick down here?
I don't know about a chick, but I know I'm probably the hottest.
You're the hottest guy?
Yeah, for sure.
So you really have no competition as far as
nobody around here. I don't know. I don't know about the chicks, though. So.
But you haven't. There's not one hot chick occupying?
I'm sure there are a few, but they come and go. There's some in and out every weekend.
Uh-huh.
That's usually when we have like 500 to 1,000 people.
See, that's pretty cool. I may be interested in something like that. Mm-hmm. Occupy for 10 to 15 minutes and then leave.
Well, I mean, like what you're doing right now, you're occupying. You're here with us.
Right.
But when you walk out, you're not occupying. But you did support us. You are here with us. But it's just enough for you to come in, learn what we're about, and then go on your way. And stuck in your mind.
This gentleman here, who I guarantee is part of the 1%, his name is George Dunham.
He has a 1% t-shirt.
I do not wear a 1% t-shirt. He has questions.
Well,
and you have answers, James.
I mean, how long do you envision you guys staying down here?
You think
months, weeks, what?
As long as it takes.
A year?
It could be.
As long as it takes for rich people to give up their money, that's never going to happen. You know that.
Yeah, I mean, that's not necessarily what we want, because you worked hard to get to where you are. And we know that. And there's good corporations and there's bad corporations. I don't know who you're with.
Okay, back to the practical concerns, because this is the stuff that works in my mind, James. Okay. What are you guys using for condoms down here? Is it just like a rubber band and a shopping bag?
I, from personal knowledge, I don't usually partake in like the sexual... I don't.
But you're the hottest guy out here in this tent city.
I'm usually at home when I deal with that. I don't stay here. I work overnight, so I'm usually.
What about bad bathroom stuff? What's going on with that?
We actually have the labor, the AIC. They've donated 3 porta potties. They clean them out every day.
Really? So what were you guys doing for the bad bathroom when you didn't have a bathroom?
Oh no, we've had it since day one.
Oh really?
Yeah. We just expanded. We're trying to get some handicap stalls in here.
So
too.
You never had to like lean your rear over some ivy and just unleash hell.
not here, at least.
Because we heard reports of that there was squatting going on nationwide. Is that a false report?
There's squatting, but not that type of squatting.
Yeah, bad squatting.
Yeah, not bad squatting. Okay. We usually say if you need to do something like that, you should try to go indoors, because I know you need some comfort and some
and
the handles.
Fan.
Yeah, exhaust fan. You can't flip a switch on in a port.
An exhaust fan and some handy rails. James, thanks for talking to us, man. Appreciate it.
Yep, anytime. Stay
warm.
All right,
man. Good luck to you.
Don't get too disappointed in the scores.
Okay. We'll try not to.
And I got to say that there was more to this interview than what you heard there, and he had more lengthy answers about why they're there and what causes are touching their hearts and moving them to do this. And he was a very well-spoken guy. There's something to the movement that has been disparaged by some of the crazies that have attached themselves to it.
Mm-hmm.
And it is interesting to see this dovetail that's happening with the homeless people who are now becoming part of these camps, and how the Occupy people are trying to accommodate these homeless people, even though the homeless people are not there for political reasons. They're just there out of necessity.
Wow, y'all got a tent? Awesome. And a sleeping bag?
Right.
And that's how they're doing it.
And then, when your heart takes in the sight of these homeless children...
So awful.
Yeah, it's really disturbing.
Yeah, there was, as you were doing the interview, I turned around and there was one lady who emerged from that main tent, and she was holding the hand of her little girl. The little girl looked like she was maybe 4, something like that, and the mother looked so beaten down, and the little girl looked so happy. She was skipping along. She was just happy to be with her mom anywhere. And it almost made me cry looking at that scene, thinking that poor little girl, she doesn't know what's around her. She doesn't probably have any idea they're homeless. She thinks that tent or that street corner is their home. And it was so gut-wrenching to see that.
Don't you wish you could take the world like that? Like it was all just good and fun no matter what your circumstances were?
That's why if you'd like to help locally, you can in Dallas and Fort Worth. The charity that I've been involved with for about 10 years now, Captain Hope's Kids, you can go to captainhope.org. They're always looking for school supplies, diapers, formula, just necessities. And what they do is they help the 1,500 homeless children that live in shelters every night in the Metroplex. It's a great cause. Whatever you can donate, I'm sure they'd love to hear from you.
So what'd you think of James, Giorgio?
Well, he's kind of the C.J. Wilson of the Occupy people, you know.
I mean, saying he was the hottest.
He was the hottest, by far the best spoken and all that.
I thought he was humble about saying that. I mean, it's an uncomfortable position he was in.
Right.
But he knows that some of the people out there are not the ones you want in front of the media.
No, there's something to what they're doing, and I'm sure all my conservative friends are about to go crazy. There's something cool about what they're doing, and... Not gumming up the works for a city. I don't see how that's productive. But there is something askew politically in our country and corporately in our country. I don't know how we fix it. I don't have the solution. And I don't know if, you know, hanging out in tents with porta potties is going to solve it. But they're trying to make a stand for something. And I give them credit for that.
It's real easy for people to dismiss them as crazies. But, you know, it was also real easy for a lot of our P1s who have now lost their jobs, who have tried to look for new work. Before, they used to have a convenient opinion. Oh, it's easy. You just get a new job.
Right. It's not that hard.
And then they start getting in the real world, and all of a sudden those kind of hard-ass principles that we always had about dismissing huge swaths of people as just being lazy and, well, they can get ahead. They can just become CEOs. And then you get out of work yourself and you realize, oh, man, boy, the world is a lot tougher than it seems in just the opinion-making forums.
And some of their stats, I'm sure, are right. I'm not sure all their facts are correct about, you know, not paying taxes. And I just don't know. It's hard to decipher through all the information about what is really going on right now. But there is something that's messed up. And obviously, it has some sort of traction because every major city has these people in their parks, including St. Louis.
Well, at least they're not destroying the ivy. That's what I learned.
That's what I took out of the whole thing, too.